Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, February 25th through Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. February 25th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, regard the war that has broken out in the Ukraine as the victory of sin in hearts. If truth, which is the enemy of sin, had convicted the hearts of the oppressors, this aggression never would have taken place. For in holy love, the truth of your salvation, who has the right to transgress the rights of another? All the suffering that this action has rained upon others will weigh heavily upon souls at the time of their judgment. The ones giving orders are the ones guilty of sin. There is no room for change or conversion of hearts if truth is not honored. Greed and love of aggression has been victorious in Russia and has transformed that nation into an enemy of freedom. Such inspirations are not from me, but from Satan himself. So today, I urge prayers for both the oppressors and the oppressed. Pray for the truth of holy love to once again be victorious in all hearts. Only then can sympathetic love lift up the lowly and convict the oppressor." A note is given to read Psalm 2, 10 through 12. "Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, with trembling, rejoice, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." Another note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 11. "Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness. Because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 26th, 2022. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." "Dear children, I have come to remind you of what I told you years ago. One Hail Mary can stop a war when it is joined to all the Hail Marys said around the world. Therefore, do not be discouraged about world events, as Satan would have it. Continue to pray much from the heart. My son and I can change many a situation with your prayers. World leaders have much responsibility before God for their actions. Their judgment carries with it all the misfortune they caused mankind due to their misguided actions. Woe to the oppressor who rains terror upon earth. Children, always use any influence you have over others to bring and maintain good in the world. Then God's wrath will not visit you. A note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 11. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom, you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore, set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed. Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary. February 27th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, how evident it is in the world these days that what is in hearts is then in the world around you. There is nothing honorable in following inclinations towards war. In Mr. Putin's case, he appears to have made no effort towards overcoming plans of aggression. Rather, he saw a weakness and took advantage of it. Now millions are suffering. He could not reverse the damage he has caused if he tried. Now it is up to each soul to pray against the evil Putin has given way to. Without the support of prayer, righteousness will suffer greater loss. Each one has a choice now, to oppose this evil with prayer or to idly stand by and I call you to unite in prayer, children. Be an army of prayer in the face of this evil. I will captain your cause. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 4. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 28th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, allow me to speak to you about leadership. The good leader understands that it is I who have placed him in the role of leader that he is in. He leads accordingly, gently, without an eye to self-gain. He is never a bully, taking advantage of the weak and needy. He would never make victims out of his followers. The good leader is not full of self-ambition, but rather self-surrender. He knows the needs of those I have given him charge over, and he tries to assist them in these needs. The leaders whom do not recognize their place before me are rogue leaders, acting on their own behalf. They have no love of righteousness or of my will for them or their followers. They impose their own whims upon those they are in charge of. Recently, a poor leader has arisen in Russia and is bringing much hardship to many. If the good will unite in prayer against him, he will be weakened. He will begin to see the value in pleasing me. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 23. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 1st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, still and again, I call you to unitive prayer. Nothing is over or resolved in the heart of Vladimir Putin. He is testing international patience with his aggression and terror. He will set his sights on new victories in Europe if a show of credible force does not threaten him. This is not a call to war, but a call to peace. Pray that these bullying issues are resolved in Putin's heart. This is the only way to peace and security in Europe. Unitive prayer is my call to arms against this evil. Form an army of prayer within your families and amongst your friends. Never believe that this will not be enough to overcome any evil. Very often, it is the only thing that will be decisive enough to bring evil to its knees. I, your Heavenly Father, am the general of this prayer army. Make this known. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 2nd, 2022, Ash Wednesday. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, you must be aware that the battle in the Ukraine does not entail simply weapons of war. It is, above all, spiritual warfare. The oppressors follow dark spirits without any discernment. The way to battle such spirits is through prayer and fasting. Strengthen yourselves by calling upon the Holy Spirit. You are not battling mortal men, but the spirit of darkness who inspires such heinous crimes against humanity. Bear up arms of fervent prayer and sacrifice. Challenge the unrighteous works of Satan with righteousness. Do not surrender to Satan's weapon of discouragement. Remain united in holy love." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 3rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "As surely as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, there will be suffering in the world. This earthly existence, which is a temporary proving ground, is not heaven. Woe to the one who purposely brings suffering into another's life, however. He would be better off never having been born. Whatever brings lack of peace into hearts is not of me. I am love and peace, joy and forgiveness. If you choose to hold a grudge against another, you choose to separate yourself from me. Even the public sinner who causes much pain to others must be forgiven. Pray for one another, Pray for the conversion of all, even the most wicked of hearts. Such a prayer is the beginning of forgiveness. I forgive every repentant sinner, no matter how grievous his trespasses. Remember, I look only at hearts. A heart which is sinful one moment, in the next, may be a sign of conversion in the world and forgiveness through divine mercy. Not to pray for your enemy is a sign of weakness. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 15. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body. And be thankful. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.